Chapter 15. How Civilians Can Help. A Call to Action. Veterans have given years, sometimes decades of their lives in service to the country. They have stood on the front lines, made unimaginable sacrifices, and placed duty before self. Yet when their service ends, many feel forgotten, disconnected, or isolated from the very communities they swore to protect. One of the greatest challenges facing veterans today is reintegrating into civilian life, not because they lack the skills or the desire, but because society often doesn't know how to welcome them back. Many civilians want to help, but don't know where to start. Others may feel intimidated, believing they can't relate to a veteran's experiences. The truth is, helping veterans reintegrate doesn't require grand gestures or complex programs. It starts with simple human connection, small everyday acts of kindness, inclusion, and understanding can make a world of difference. This chapter is a call to action for everyday Americans to step up, reach out, and restore the connection between veterans and the country they served. We will explore ways civilians can engage with veterans, the impact of small gestures, and how communities can become more veteran-friendly, encouraging everyday Americans to reach out to veterans. Many people appreciate and respect veterans, but many struggle with knowing how to approach them. Some fear saying the wrong thing, while others assume that veterans prefer to be left alone. This hesitation often leads to unintentional isolation, where veterans feel unseen and supported by their own communities. The reality is that most veterans want to be included, valued, and acknowledged, not just for their military service, but as individuals. How civilians can start meaningful conversations. Not every conversation with a veteran has to be about their military service. A simple, "Hey, how are you doing?" can go a long way. If discussing military service, keeping questions open-ended and respectful helps foster trust. Asking questions like, "What was your role in the military?" or "What's something you learned in the service that stuck with you?" allows veterans to share their experiences on their own terms. However, overly personal or potentially triggering questions like, "Did you kill anyone?" or "Do you have PTSD?" should be avoided. Veterans often feel excluded from civilian social circles because they don't know where they fit in. Inviting a veteran to dinner, a community event, or even a casual coffee meetup can help them feel more connected. If a veteran is new to the area, offering to show them around or introduce them to others can ease their transition. Veterans don't want to be seen as broken or fragile. They want to be seen as capable, valued members of society. Recognizing their skills, leadership, and discipline is key. If you own a business or work in hiring, considering veterans for mentorship and employment opportunities can help them establish a successful civilian career. The key to civilian-veteran interactions is authenticity. You don't need to be a military expert to be a friend. Just show up, listen, and treat them like any other valued member of the community. The impact of simple gestures. Some civilians assume that supporting veterans requires joining organizations or donating to causes. While these are helpful, the most meaningful acts of kindness are often the simplest. A heartfelt thank you for your service means more when followed by genuine conversation and interest. Instead of a generic statement, personalizing gratitude, such as saying, "Thank you for your service. How has life been for you since you got out?" makes the appreciation more meaningful. Many veterans withdraw not because they want to be alone, but because they don't know how to re-engage. Including them in social and community activities, such as volunteer groups or sports leagues, can help them rebuild their sense of belonging. If you know a veteran who struggles with daily tasks, offering to help with home repairs, transportation, or errands can build trust and make them feel cared for, without making them feel like a charity case. Supporting veteran-owned businesses is another simple yet impactful way to help. Many veterans pursue entrepreneurship after service, and choosing to shop at veteran-owned stores, eat at veteran-owned restaurants, or hire veteran services can directly impact their success. Additionally, acknowledging military families is just as important. The families of veterans and active duty service members also make sacrifices. And a simple, "I appreciate what your family has given to this country," can go a long way in making them feel valued. These small, everyday acts create a ripple effect. Helping one veteran feel included can lead to more veterans reintegrating with their communities. The importance of building veteran-friendly communities. Beyond individual actions, communities can take larger steps to ensure veterans feel welcomed, supported, and included. Local governments can host veteran meetups, job fairs, and social events to encourage networking. Libraries, community centers, and schools can provide resources on veteran issues and reintegration programs. Employers should recognize the leadership, discipline, and adaptability veterans bring to the workforce. Providing on-the-job training, mentorship, and flexible work environments can help veterans transition successfully into civilian careers. Housing and healthcare access remain major concerns for many veterans. Local initiatives that provide affordable housing and mental health services ensure that veterans are not left behind. Schools and workplaces can offer educational sessions about military service, mental health challenges, and veteran history to increase public awareness, reduce stigma, and foster empathy. Communities thrive when veterans are valued, supported, and given opportunities to lead and contribute. Restoring the lost connection between veterans and the country they served. Over the years, the connection between veterans and civilians has weakened. While previous generations grew up closely connected to the military through family, friends, or wartime efforts, today's society is more distant from the realities of service. This divide leads many veterans to feel forgotten, unappreciated, or unwanted. But this can change. It starts with everyday people reaching out, listening, and making veterans feel like they belong. Every civilian can play a role in restoring this connection by acknowledging veterans, not just as soldiers, but as people, including them in conversations, social events, and community efforts allows them to reintegrate more naturally. Supporting their careers, businesses, and families helps them thrive beyond their service years. Encouraging open dialogue about reintegration and mental health creates a space for understanding and healing. By taking small actions every day, we can rebuild the bridge between veterans and civilians. Veterans have already given so much for their country. Now, it's time for the country to step up and give back, not just with words, but with action. It's not about charity. It's about restoring connection, respect, and a sense of belonging to those who fought to defend it.